KUTX 98.9 and Joy Train from Amy Ray. If It All Goes South is the latest solo album from the Indigo Girl, who is playing tonight at Stubbs Jr. with Kevin Kinney, and Amy's here to visit with me. I'm full of joy to see you.
I'm full of joy to see you too. It's been a lot of good times over the years.
Yeah.
And you have such, I always love seeing you because you have this like touchstone of music taste of people that I really love. And you've met a lot of them that I haven't met, like Patty and people that I don't know. It's cool. Like Patty Smith, I remember bonding with you over that. And, you know, Alejandra, it's cool. It's cool.
We'll talk Patty later.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to, because once we get off on that tangent, we're done. So I really, and I mean this from my heart, I love this record, If It All Goes South. In fact, I tried to leave you a message on some posts on social media, but you never know who's going to see that. But I really like this record.
Thanks, Jody.
And I'm really looking forward to coming to the show tonight. It's Stubbs Indoors, for those of you who think it might be cold outside, it will be. And Kevin Kinney opens. But I can't believe this is your 10th solo album.
Yeah, there's a few live ones in there. So it's about 7 studio and 3 live. Yeah.
And of course, Indigo Girls still an ongoing concern.
Yeah.
You played at Stubbs not too long ago.
Yeah, we had a great show there. Yeah.
So what is it that you wanted to or needed to express as a solo artist that you didn't feel like you could do within the confines of Indigo Girls?
Well, when I first started, it was because I have this label, Damon Records, and I had a lot of punk bands on the label and that I was a big fan of, and I wanted to sort of jam with them. So my first few records were actually more like punk rock records, and it was just to get my yayas out and play with some other collaborators. And then I started writing country songs. I think Bloodshot Records really turned me on to, you know, like just some of the people that had been punk rockers, like the Mekons, and John Langford became something different, and it's like Kelly Hogan. And I was listening to all these bands that had kind of gone from like, you know, The Clash to Johnny Cash kind of thing, you know? And I think I had come to South By and gone to a couple of the Bloodshot parties. And I started writing country songs, and I live in a very country, a rural area, like a bluegrass area. So everything affected me. And I've met some people, and the people I'm with have been together for 10 years, and we've made 3 kind of Americana country with some punk thrown in here and there, and maybe even a folk song here and there. Yeah, yeah, it's a collaboration thing. It's just, I like to collaborate with different people, and Emily does too. You know, Emily is working on a couple of musicals right now, and so it's a happy, we have a happy marriage, musical marriage, and that is made healthier by our outside projects, I think.
When you mentioned country, at first I was going to step in and say, well, country, but this is so many other things than, as you went on to say, punk, bluegrass, whatever, but you are playing the Grand Old Opry in May. Is this true?
It is. I couldn't believe it. I don't even know. We went. me and my guitar player Jeff went by WSM, which is on the Grand Old Opry, you know, grounds, and did an interview. And the radio people were so awesome to us. Super cool people. And they mentioned the Opry, and I was like, oh my God, that would be a dream. Because I remember my grandma writing letters to Hee Haw to try to get me on Hee Haw. And the Opry's like, you know, the pinnacle of that, you know, right? And then they asked. And I don't know if they know, maybe they got me mixed up with Amy Grant or something, but like, who I love, who's a friend. But, you know, we're going to do it. We're so excited. It's like it's a bucket list thing for me, you know?
I was excited to read about that. Congratulations. I wish I could be there. I would wave my rainbow flag for that puppy.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even, you know, I'm just going to play whatever we're best at playing, and I'm not going to try to think about, like, what will they not mind hearing from a left-wing dyke, but, you know, we're going to do it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about the show tonight because I'm not as familiar with the other solo records as this new album.
Oh, cool.
This one I know like
the
back
cool,
of my hand
cool.
now.
Cool, well, we play everything from it, so.
That's great. And so opening the show is Kevin Kinney. You said you live in the South still, so do you still live in Georgia?
Yeah, I live in North Georgia in a little mountain town that I've actually lived in for 30 years. It's in the rural area. And yeah, but I'm in Decatur 3 days a week because my child goes to school there, and my partner and I have like a little space down there too. And, you know, so I'm kind of part of both worlds. It's the best life.
So I'm talking with Amy Ray, who you know from Indigo Girls, and she has her own band who are playing tonight at Stubbs Jr. with Kevin Kinney on the bill, who most people know from Driving and Crying, and a Georgia band as well. So are you and Kevin old friends, new friends?
Way old friends. Like, Driving and Crying started right before me and Emily did, and they would help us get gigs. And like, we were from Atlanta, and they had a foothold in Athens, and that was hard to get. So Kev would let us open for Driving and Crying, which was, you know, like, kind of crazy, because it was this like folk duo opening for Driving and Crying. But he, you know, he was always rooted in like songwriting and acoustic music. So he would have us play, and we would share gigs, and we've been friends since I was 24 years old. I mean, wow. he's always been a mentor, a songwriting mentor of mine, and a mentor as a human. He's one of the best people you'll ever meet. And he knows how to walk that, go like punk rock, folk, you know, he's not like, he doesn't have any boundaries. He just does what, and his newest record called Think About It has a lot of jazz on it. And which is incredible. It kind of reminds me of this old Atlanta Cabbage Town scene, which was like Benjamin Smoke and Opal Fox and all these cool, Kelly Hogan, all these bands that were real unusual. And Kev's just, I mean, he's just a dear heart and friend. And I didn't think he would do this whole tour. I don't know why. I was just like, oh, he probably won't want to do it. And he's like, yeah, I'll jump on board for the whole tour. And I was like, yeah. Yes.
Well, selfishly, I'm coming out tonight, so I'm wondering if you have a start time for Kevin approximately.
Yeah, he'll start at 9. Doors open at 8. Kevin will start at 9 and we'll start at 10. And, you know, it's he plays a set and then we pretty quickly get on stage and jam, and I think we're going to do something together tonight at the end and all that, so it'd be super fun.
I can't wait. Talking to Amy Ray, she and her band tonight with Kevin Kinney. It's Stubbs Indoors, and as you heard, doors at 8, show at 9 with Kevin and then Amy and her band. And the new album is If It All Goes South. So I was having a hard time picking what other song I wanted to play, but I like this song called A Mighty Thing, and I'm hearing kind of a gospel in this.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up going to church camp a lot, you know, so I went to church a lot and went to camp a lot. So gospel music comes, well, mountain gospel, I guess it is, like white gospel, comes pretty naturally to me. Yeah, I wrote this after going to a funeral at a fundamentalist church, kind of charismatic Christian church, and the preacher just was on fire. And I was thinking about the wrestle of the religion I grew up in and my being as a queer woman and politics and all that, and just kind of the way we wrestle with all that if we grew up in the church in the South, and this is what I wrote basically.
And here it is. There's so many strands to what you do, and I can't wait to tie them all together tonight. Amy, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jody.
Big love to you.
Big love to y'all.
And If It All Goes South is the album. This is Amy Ray and her band, and this is A Mighty Thing, and this is KUTX.